How many is ready to change your sound? Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, are you ready to change your sound? We are in part 5 today of a series we've called Change Your Sound. We've been talking about change your sound, change your life, right? Change your sound, change your environment. Our DNA, God wired us to be affected. Our will, Lord, our emotions, our attitude, it's all connected to the sounds that we hear. And so we are saying, God, we want a new sound to come to us. We want to be like new wineskins, that you can pour something new into our life. And we've also been talking about a new sound of worship and a new sound of praise. Now, today I want to talk to you about the thought, sing out, sing out. Today, I know that for many of us here, we all know that God loves his children the same. If you don't know this, I want you to know you can never do anything more to make God love you any more than he loves you right now. And he's not going to love you any less than he loves you right now. That's a pretty cool thing, right? Don't you think so? Let's give God a hand for that love, yes. Now, today I can tell you this. God doesn't have favorites, but we can kind of see a little hint of favorites in the Bible, because we see where the Bible says that all of Israel belongs to him. All churches belong to God. But it says he hangs out in Judah, though. He says, I hang out in Judah, which means this, is that he hangs out in the praises of his people. The Bible says that God inhabits, that God dwells in the praises of his people. So it's kind of like this. At Thanksgiving, you love all of your family, right? But how many know that sometimes when you make a decision of where you're going to go, it's based off who's going to have the best dressing? Who's gonna bake the best pumpkin pie? I mean, come on, we're going to find ourselves there many times. It's not that we don't love one family over the other, but we just have a preference of where we want to hang out when given the choice. And God says this, that I'll hang out in the praises of my people. I dwell in the praises of my people. So we're saying this, that we got to sing out. We've got to learn to sing out no matter how difficult it is. Have you ever lost your song? Has your spirit ever lost your song? Where you say, you know what? I don't even feel like singing again. I don't even feel like singing during this season. I don't have a song to sing. Pastor, the only songs I sing are my tears. The only songs that I sing are the moans and the groans, because, man, I am in so much pain. I'm in so much disappointment. I'm in so much rejection. I've been broken so much, I don't have anything left to sing. Have you ever been there? I've been there. Have you ever been there? We've all been there, right? Look, I love what Isaiah says, and it really becomes alive. This whole first four or five verses of this chapter 54 of Isaiah has really, I can tell you, has really been a life verse for me throughout my life. And I believe God today wants us to get something out of this. Let's look at the first two verses. God says, sing, O barren, you who have not born. So he says to the person who can't give birth, I want you to sing. Not only do I want you to sing, look what he says, I want you to break forth. Everybody say, break forth. Break forth into singing. Now, that translation, when you go back and study the original meaning, it means shouts of joy. So he goes, I want you to break forth into shouts of joy. I want you to cry aloud. You have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. He goes, now I want you to enlarge your place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare the length of your cords and strengthen your stakes. Now, see, when you're in a new season, when you're in a season of no birth, when you're in a season of no dreams, when you're in a season of feeling like you're hurt, God says, I want you to sing out. I mean, what? Think about this here. God's asking them to sing out. And there's something about this. You got to understand the context of this story. Understand the context of this command. Back in this present day, when a woman couldn't give birth, it was seen as a place of shame. because of not having the medical advancements that we have now and understanding what's going wrong, they often would say, well, there must be something wrong with her. She must have a curse upon her family. She must have done something wrong. She must be living in this big secret sin, or they've done something to curse them, that they can't have children. And so it became the highest honor at this time of day was when a woman could give birth and give children to her husband. It became a place of honor. And when it couldn't be done, it became a place of embarrassment, of shame, a place of no honor at all. You know, it was looked at, divorce was not tolerated during this time. I mean, you could not get divorced for hardly anything during this time period. But there was one thing they would allow a husband to divorce his wife if she was not able to produce children. So, I mean, I want you to kind of get the context. I'm glad times have changed and we've moved beyond that and we understand science now and we understand things that are going on. But during this time, there was much shame. And I want you to understand that because you got to understand who God's speaking to here and what season they're in when he gives the command. He's talking to the person who's in shame. He's talking to the person who has guilt, to the person who's the outcast, to the person everybody else saying there's something wrong with them. Everybody else is accusing them of being cursed, of doing things they shouldn't be doing. All this being false things happening. And God goes, I want you to sing anyway. Not only do I want you to sing, he says, I want you to break forth. See, sometimes in your life, I'm just going to tell you right now, there's going to have a time in your life when you're going to have to learn how to break forth a praise. That means when you don't feel like it, when you feel like every obstacle's in your way and you feel like the enemy's coming against you and you have no song left to sing. Sometimes you got to get up and kick through that wall and say, I'm not going to be silent. I'm going to let a song break forth out of my spirit. I'm going to let a song break out of my heart. I'm going to break forth praise. Somebody needs to give God a break forth praise in your life. Some of you have been allowing the enemy to intimidate you. You've been allowing the enemy to come up and build resistance in your life, and he's stolen your song. And God says, today I want you to sing out. I'm prophesying to somebody today. God's saying, I want you to learn to sing out today through your pain. I want you to learn to sing out through your trial. I want you to sing out through your hurt. See, when I sing out, something happens. God was speaking to the embarrassed. He was speaking to despair. God commands the hopeless to sing out anyways. Look what he says. I want you to sing out, and then I want you to enlarge your place of your tent. I want you to stretch out your curtains. I want you to make room. You see, we sing out. He says, sing out, then prepare yourself. Sing out, then prepare yourself. Sing out, then prepare yourself. Sing out, then prepare yourself for the blessing that's going to follow. See, there's a blessing that follows those who sing out through their pain. You don't see it yet, but the blessing is coming. You don't always see it, but you break forth anyway. In spite of your hurt, sing out. And look at this in verse 3. I love this promise. In verse 3, he says, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will be inherit the nations and make desolate cities inhabited. I love this. He says, Pastor Mike, he says, I want you to expand to the right, a blessing, and I want you to expand to the left, a blessing. I want you to hear that. Expand to the right, expand to the left. Expand to the right and expand to the left. Why? Because when you sing through your pain, when you sing through the broken dream, when you sing through the disappointment, God says, I got a double portion blessing coming your way. I've got a double anointing coming your way. I got a double breakthrough coming your way. I got a double thing, not only to your right, but I'm going to bless your left. I'm going to bless your right. Begin to stretch out your tent right now, even when you don't see it. Break forth into singing. Stretch out your faith because I'm bringing a blessing. Come on, give God a hand clap for that this morning. God is bringing something to your life even when you sing out through the disappointment. Expand. Now, I've had twins before, and I understand what it is to receive that double blessing. When the doctor, we go for the sonogram, and the doctor says, Mr. and Mrs. Beebe, I don't see one baby. We don't hear that fast heart rate we thought was fast. It's not fast at all. We're hearing two heartbeats. And you're going to have twins. That's exactly what I said. Oh, Lord, I can't have twins. I've already got three kids at home, and I can't have two more. I don't have room. But how many know, ready or not, here they come. We had to expand. We had to expand. We had to build on to our house. We had to expand our nursery plans. We things got all messed up. We had to expand. Why? Because God was sending a double blessing to our way. Listen, there's something that happens when you begin to say, God, I'm singing anyway. God, I'm going to sing anyway. I'm not going to allow my sorrow to steal my song. I'm not going to allow my grief to steal my song. I'm not going to allow the enemy to steal my song. I'm going to sing anyway. God says, all right, I've got you exactly where I need you. Begin to expand to the left. Begin to expand to the right because blessings coming your way. I'm telling you, somebody this morning, you need to hear this word because God's about to light a fire in your spirit. God's about to reignite your song. God's about to do something in your heart today. God is about to do something for somebody who will break forth into a new song. Who will break forth into a new song. Come on, give God a hand clap one more time. I better settle down or I'll never have no voice to finish this message. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is good. See, this problem is just not limited to women. It's just not a barren problem just to women. See, there's people here who have barren dreams in your life. There's people here, you've had miscarried opportunities in your life. You've had things you thought were going to happen and they were miscarried. You had dreams that were crushed. I didn't see myself in this season. I didn't see myself here at my age. I didn't see myself going through this divorce. I didn't see myself walking through this hard time. I didn't see myself here mourning. I didn't see myself here grieving. I didn't see myself here disappointed. I didn't see myself here broken. I had a dream for my family. It didn't come to pass. And the Spirit of the Lord today is saying this to you. It's time for you to dream again. It's time for you to be restored your dreams. God's ready to restore your dreams. God's ready to restore back to you everything the enemy wanted to take from you. He wants to return back to you. This happens when I sing out. See, when I sing out, it releases shouts of joy to return back to my life, into my home, into my family. Sing out now, then things begin to turn around. Listen, anybody can praise them. Anybody can praise them when things are going well. But faith demands of us, listen to me, faith demands of us to sing out through the pain, to sing out through the tears, to sing out through the disappointment, to sing out through the grief. Faith demands it of us. Why? Because God is wanting to do something through us through that season. Pastor, you just don't understand. You just don't understand. You're alive. You're a pastor. You don't understand. I'm telling you, you could never be more dead wrong in your life. You couldn't be any more wrong in your life. I do understand. I do understand. And people who have been here for a long time, you know our story. And you know where we've been and where we come from, what God has done in our lives. I'm telling you, none of us here are perfect. And all of us here have had trials and we've had disappointments and we've had grief. And we've all got a story. I know what it means to do double funerals of family members, two at one time. I know what it means to take a three-year-old girl daughter in and say, you know what, you're coming, Mama Day's not coming home, you're coming to live with us. I understand the pain of that. I understand the pain of rejection. I understand the pain of betrayal. I understand the pain of people taking their best shot at you. I understand the pain of those things. I understand the pain of losing babies. I understand the pain of holding my wife's hand as we give birth to a six-month-old baby who's dead. I'm telling you, I understand the pain. And it's through those seasons, I can tell you this because I've lived it. I can only tell you this because I've lived it, that when we refuse to be silent and we sing through our pain, when we sing through the betrayal, when we sing through the disappointment, God does something in our life. God does something, and God begins to move you beyond that place. Today, God's wanting us to learn to sing out. But I choose to sing out anyways. I've chosen to sing out anyways. I can tell you that. It's been my life song. It's been my life motto. My wife would tell you, it's been our life motto. We've chose to sing out anyway. I understand. But we choose to sing out anyway. Look at this. Only you can stop the blessing. Only you can stop the blessing by refusing to sing out. This blessing's there. God's wanting to bless you to the left and bless you to the right. But the only way you can stop this blessing is by refusing to sing out. Because when I come into agreement with the word of the Lord and I begin to sing out, I open up the healing and blessing that God's wanting me to walk in. No matter what life throws at you, refuse to be silent. Because it unlocks something in the spirit realm. And what you got to understand, when I break forth into praise, when I let a break forth worship and song come out of my life, it's not just breaking into praise, it's breaking something in the heavenlies. Because the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. It says that we war against the spirit realm. And when we release a sound of praise, when we release a sound of worship, when we release a thankful heart to the Lord, we are releasing something in the spirit realm for God to do war on our behalf. I'm telling you, it's a breakthrough praise. It's a break forth praise that you're allowing it to come out of you. You can't be silent. See, we all have to confront this. Write this down. We all have to confront that spirit in our life that says it will never happen. Because the enemy is going to come at you hard. He's going to tell you it will never get better. Your marriage will never survive this. Your children will never be healthy again. You'll never recover from this. You'll never love again. You'll never dream again. You'll never minister again. You'll never do this again. And the enemy will come at you and will just try to steal, kill, and destroy. But there's something that happens when you have to confront. And listen to me today. You have to confront. I can't confront it for you. You've got to confront it. I can encourage you. I can pray for you. I can stand in agreement with you. But at some point in your life, you have to stand up to the bully. You got to stand up and say, enough's enough. Sometimes you got to stand up and confront the enemy and say, enough's enough. You've messed with me way too long. You've messed with my family way too long. You've messed with my marriage way too long. You've messed with my children way too long. You've messed with my mind way too long. And sometimes you just got to stand up and begin to sing out with authority. Break forth with authority and say, God, I thank you. You've given me power over this. God, I thank you that you're greater than this. And I'm going to sing to you. You've got to do it. Listen, you got to do it. You can't fight all your kids' battles. At some point, you got to teach them how to stand up for themselves. You got to teach them how to stand up for themselves. Not to be pushed around for themselves, how to go to the right authority. And they have the right authority. When we go, what? When I got to know where my authority lies. It's not in my strength. It's in the strength of the Lord. It's not in my authority. It's in the authority of who I rest under, his umbrella. It's God's authority. And when I sing out in praise, I'm submitting to that authority. I'm proclaiming that authority. And I'm saying to the enemy, enough's enough. Some of you here, you've heard me tell the story. I believe it fits here this morning perfectly with this message. I want to remind you, and some of you have never heard it before, of a time in my life when, believe it or not, there was a time in our life when my wife and I had a hard time conceiving and getting pregnant. And then not only getting pregnant, but we were having several miscarriages. And it was just so defeating, you know. If you've ever, many of you here, you've gone through miscarriages. You know how heartbreaking that is when you have your dreams up and, man, you get pregnant and then you lose it. And then, man, especially when you take one about 6 months and then you have to hold your wife's hand and be there when we give birth to the miscarriage. And I remember one day, we always didn't allow the joy in our home to leave. And we just prayed and we believed God and our faith was strong. I remember one day I came home, my wife was, she had barely just made it to the recliner that day, and she was just in tears, and she was crying, And she says, I feel like we're never going to have kids. She goes, I feel like we're never going to have kids. I just feel like it's not for us. And I can tell you in that moment, I didn't get down on my knees and hug her and say, honey, it's going to be okay. Because I'd already done that. And she knew how I felt. And it wasn't that I was trying to be mean. It wasn't that I was trying to be insensitive. But there was something bigger going on in the spirit realm that I had to confront. And I had to get up like a man and begin to confront the spirit of death in my home, the spirit of give up in my home. And I remember this, guys. I've never done this before. I don't think I've ever done it since, the way I did it this way. But in that time in my life, I got up. We were sitting back in our den, and I opened the back door. And I commanded the spirit of death to leave my home. I began to speak life over my wife, over my home. I went to every room in our house and I declared the spirit of the Lord that there's going to be life in this home, and that the spirit of fear, the spirit of depression, the spirit of death would leave in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you, something broke through that day. Something happened that day that God restored a hope in our life. God restored a joy in our life. Five kids later, I think God answered that prayer. We had to expand more to the left and more to the right. Yeah, give God a hand clap. Amen. But see, it was something God was wanting me to do. There was something God was wanting me to do, Jeff. There was something God was saying, I want you to stand up, and I want you to be and declare this over your home. God wanted me to do this, and God wants you to do the same thing. We've all got to confront. I'll never be happy again. Confront that spirit. I'll never love again. I'll never stop crying. You know, you got to confront that spirit and say, no, God, I believe if I break out into song, sing out, that you're going to restore back to me. See, that the problem must always be confronted with the promise. The problem must always be confronted with the promise. I don't just confront the problem. I confront the problem with the promise. Devil, you ain't going to have no room in this home, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The Bible says that no weapon formed against my home is going to prosper in Jesus' name. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord no matter what. God, whatever you ask us to walk through, we say yes. God, whatever you ask me to do, we say yes. Something happens. Now, I love this today. We're going to draw us to a close in just a second. Look at Job 38. I love this. Now, remember, Job had lost all of his kids in one day. He had lost all of his fortune in one day. Everything he loved, everything he owned, it was all taken from him in one day. He's there, and the Spirit of God begins to speak to him, and he tells him a lot of stuff. And I love verses 6 and 7 of Job 38, where God's speaking to him. He's like, Job, let me tell you, were you there when I laid the foundations of the earth? And look what he says. He goes, what supports its foundations? Who laid the cornerstone? And God's talking about how he created the earth. But look what he says here. He goes, as I was creating the earth, as the morning stars sang together, and all the angels shouted for joy. See, I want you to get this today, because it's going to change your life today when you really hear this and understand it today. That when God was calling the light out of darkness, when God was speaking the earth into existence, when God was laying the cornerstones of this earth together, it was all happening while the stars were singing. It was all happening while the angels were worshiping. Because you see, worship and praise is the atmosphere from which God creates new things. Come on now. Worship is the atmosphere when God begins to call into the darkness and say, light, come forth. And for many of you, you've been living in a dark season. You've been living in a dark season. But when you begin to worship the Lord, when you begin to praise the Lord, what happens? God looks into your darkness and he calls out a new season of light. Come on, stand to your feet this morning. Give God a hand clap of praise. Come on, give God a praise. Thank him for your season. This is the atmosphere. Isaiah 54, verse 4 says, what do you fear? What do you fear? That's the question I have for you. He says, what do you fear? He goes, you will no longer live in shame. Don't be afraid. There is no more disgrace for you. You will no longer live or remember the shame of your youth. You see, there's something that happens that when you sing out, there's something that happens that your biggest fear, well, what I did in my past, it disqualifies me for God to use me in my future. And God says, sing out anyway, because when you sing out, the shame is removed, the fear is removed, and I'm going to do a new thing in your life. Come on, put your hands together and say, God, I thank you. I thank you, God. You're going to allow a new song in my life. While you're standing today, I want you just to quickly bow your heads. If you're here today, you say, Pastor, you're talking to me, and I don't even understand what's going on, but my heart is being pulled. I know today I need to surrender my life to Jesus Christ. I've never done that before, but today I realize that Jesus is calling me, and today I need to confess Him as Lord of my life. I need to believe in the Son Jesus, that He died on the cross for my sins. Today I'm ready to say, Jesus, I'll follow you. I'll serve you. I've never done that before. And today is your day. Nobody's looking. We won't do anything to single you out or embarrass you, I promise you. But right where you're standing today, you want to join. We had those in the first service today who raised their hands. And today, you want to join those and say, I'm ready as well. If that's you, raise your hand right now. Say to me, I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Anybody else today? I'm ready. I'm ready. Thank you. Today's my day to accept Jesus Christ. Yes. All right, this is what we're going to do. For those of you who raised your hands, I want you to say this prayer out loud with me. As Christine's sitting around you, we're going to say it out loud with you to help you along. Say, Dear Jesus, forgive me my sins. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. I confess you as Lord of my life. I believe you are the Messiah, God's only Son. From this day forward, I will live for you. I will follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Come on, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, say, welcome to the family of God. Before you leave today, if you prayed that prayer, I want you to stop by our hub in the back. We got a free Bible, some other information we want to put in your hands. It's our free gift to you. I want to invite you to lift your hands up. I want to pray for you today. God's going to do something in your heart and your spirit today. Father, I thank you that, God, you're allowing through the pain, you're allowing through the difficult season. God, you're allowing a new song to come out. And Father, I pray right now, and I come against the spirit of defeat. I come against the enemy who's lying, attacking, who's lying to us and saying it'll never happen. We confront that spirit in the name of Jesus. And I begin to sing right now that, God, there's a new song coming forth, that we would expand to the left and to the right. And God, right now, I declare over Destiny Church that you allow a new song to come out of our midst. And God, we begin to expand to the left and to the right. And God, we believe today that, God, you are doing something. And God, we say yes, yes, God, today. Yes, God, today. There's healing taking place. God, your spirit's being returned today, God. Healing of the spirit, healing of the mind, healing of our heart today. God, you're allowing people who have been crushed, they're going to breathe again. God, they're going to dream again. They're going to believe again. They're going to have hope again. I pray right now that hope begins to return. And God, by faith, we start looking up. And God, we're going to look through our pain. We're going to look through our tears. And we say, yes, God, you are bigger. Yes, God, you are bigger. Yes, God, you are bigger. If you believe that today, I want you to put your hands together and say, God, I thank you. Come on, say, God, I thank you. God, I praise you. Come on, give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Changing our sound. Will you break forth into songs of praise? Will you break forth tomorrow morning when you feel the enemy starting to creep back in and take your victory? Break forth into a sound of praise. When you get home alone, you feel that voice coming of depression trying to sit in. You break forth into a sound of praise. When you start remembering the pain you're going through, the grieving time, say, God, I'm going to praise you even through my tears and allow the healing of God to come into your life right now. Do you believe that? Receive that word today? Come on, one more time. Let's give God a hand clap. Turn to somebody and say, let's sing out. Let's sing out. Let's sing out. Let's sing out. We love you. God bless you.